everyone, and welcome to the So Mindful podcast, where we dig into the tips and topics that will help you have great fun making clothes that make you feel fabulous. I'm your host, Jackie Blakemore of So Much More Fun, and I can't wait to share this week's illuminating episode with you. So let's roll the tape. Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the So Mindful podcast. Thank you so much for joining me again and for your support. I really appreciate it. And thank you also to all of those of you who've contacted me. I really love hearing about you and what's going on for you and dressmaking and all those kind of things. So please do keep sending me that. I'd always love to read your emails and your messages. So for our chat this week, I wanted to cover a topic that's come up in many of my discussions with fellow dressmakers, and that is how to find great patterns and also how to stay on top of all the new stuff that's coming out without feeling overwhelmed. And while I was browsing good old Instagrams recently, I came across In a Haystack, which is run by the lovely Kate. I was really intrigued by what In a Haystack offers and thought if you feel overwhelmed when you're searching for your patterns, then what she offers might be of interest to you too. So I asked Kate if she'd be interested in coming onto the show and sharing with us a bit more about what she does and why she does it. And I'm delighted to say that she said yes. And so I'm really excited to introduce you to Kate. Thank you so much, Kate, for joining me today. It's great to have the chance to chat to you about In a Haystack.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's really exciting to be here. I'm looking forward to having our chat.
Fabulous. And so when we got in touch, I wanted to find out a bit more about what you were doing. And so can you just explain for the listeners a bit about who you are and how you came to set up In a Haystack?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Kate. I live in London and my background is in research, mainly related to health policy, but now very much related to sewing. And In a Haystack is a digital sewing subscription. So it's a bit like a subscription box, a sewing subscription box, except it's digital, which means you have a bit more flexibility around the fabric that you get and the choices that you get within the pack. But essentially, it's a way to discover new sewing patterns and sewing businesses and feel inspired, spark your curiosity, and also meet a great bunch of people known as the Haystack Pack.
Excellent. Yeah. And so what prompted you to set it up in the first place? What were you struggling with that you thought this might be of help to other people?
Well, was one of those things that just kind of popped into my head. But I think probably the kind of things that led me to that point were just the huge number of indie sewing businesses popping up. And there's just so many amazing patterns out there. So I guess it's two things. So firstly, it's finding the patterns in the first place, because there are so many and so many of them are wonderful. And secondly, it was just a way to kind of channel my creative energy. So I quite like that now I can scan around and find all of these great patterns, but then each month I just focus on one, or if I have time, a few more. But it's, for me, it's really helpful to just channel the creative energy.
Yeah. So how long have you been researching?
For In a Haystack or generally?
Generally.
So I've been working as a researcher basically since 2012, but then focusing on Haystack has just been like for the past couple of years. And it's one of those things, I think, that it's just like, well, either I will just sit down and properly look for, you know, the best shorts pattern or whatever. But often it's just as I'm scrolling around the internet anyway, just in the back of my mind, I'm always on the lookout for new things. And then sometimes people get in touch with me, which is very convenient because sometimes I won't even know them, or sometimes they'll be on my radar. But yeah, the research happens in all sorts of different ways, really.
Fantastic. So if you're a new pattern person creating new patterns, then by all means get in touch with you that you want to know about them.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, I have an idea of the patterns that I want to showcase throughout the year and then month by month. So it won't necessarily fit in with those plans, but it's always good to know about more people. And, you know, there's plenty of months in a year. So
Yeah, exactly. Fabulous. So tell me a little bit more about how it works. So if somebody gets in touch with you as a subscriber, what does it include?
So it's called the Haystack Pack. And fundamentally, it is a pack. I mean, it's basically an email that you get sent to your inbox, and you'll get a PDF sewing pattern from the featured designer, which if you already own, you can swap. And the last few months we've been trialing having a swap, regardless of whether or not you own it, just if you fancy a different pattern from that designer. Because I really want it to work well for both the designer and the subscribers. And I think if both people are happy, then you're more likely to get people making the garment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like less risk for the people. So far that's been going quite well. So you get the pattern, you get discount codes from a North American fabric shop and a European fabric shop. There's an extra treat, which I always really like because there's a bit more flexibility there. It's some sort of sewing related business, but that can be quite broad. So it might be a button shop we've had previously, or online classes, or there was one really cool one that was around how to use natural dyes, making them out of plants to dye your fabric and that sort of thing.
Wow.
And then on top of that, there's interviews with the featured businesses and stories and tips and tricks and all the other things. And there's now also an audio version of the pack. So you can either read it or listen to it and just experience it however you want to, really. But my hope is that it's just a way to have a little moment to yourself amidst either a busy life or a quiet life. You know, everyone needs a little bit of time to themselves. So, yeah, something to read, something to listen to, and then lots of links to explore further.
Fantastic. And so how do you decide what goes into each month? Because obviously there's such a lot of stuff out there. So how do you manage to narrow it down to focus into just a month's worth of content?
Well, I think the key is to have a theme. So every month there's always a theme. And that means I can just narrow it down massively to begin with. And then I think I'm also guided as well by seasons, although that is a little bit tricky because obviously there's northern and southern hemisphere, so it can be a bit tricky. But most of my subscribers are in the northern hemisphere. Yeah, so I'm just kind of guided by what's going on around me. But I always have in the back of my mind ideas of the types of garments that I want to feature. And then the rest of the pack kind of adds on to that. So if I've got a pattern that works really well with linen, for example, then I'll make sure that the fabric shop has some really nice linen in stock, and the stories and the interviews and stuff throughout the pack will all tie back to that initial theme, which helps narrow it down.
And also helps to broaden people's knowledge about that particular thing, doesn't it? It's not just, here's a great pattern, but, you know, here's some fabric that would go with it. Here's some stories around that. Here's some other examples. You know, I think that's all valuable for learning. When you're dressmaking, it can be quite hard to bring all of that experience together in one place.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there is just so much knowledge out there. I mean, even just on Instagram, or just on Facebook or YouTube, or of course, then there's all of Google. There's just so much out there. And so I quite like to use the packs as a way to signpost other interesting things. So you could just read it straight through or listen to it straight through and it'll take 20 or 30 minutes. But I also got a message from someone recently saying, I can't believe I've just sat here for 2 or 3 hours on my sofa exploring everything in the pack. And I love that because it means you can dip into it or you can really extensively immerse yourself in whatever the theme is.
Yeah, make it work for you and what time you have available. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So can you just give me some examples of what's been in recent packs, what kind of things you've been covering so far this year?
Yeah. Okay, so the themes are, they can be quite broad or they can be quite sewing specific. So we've had themes like pocket. So obviously very linked to sewing. But then this month's theme, for example, is music. And that was really interesting to explore because one of the things I included was this Irish band. So there were like fiddles and everything playing with someone on a loom that you would normally use for weaving. But I don't know if you've heard a loom, but it's got this lovely kind of rhythmic sound. So they were using that to be the rhythm and then playing over it. And I just thought that was really beautiful. And then there's all sorts of things that I've mentioned in the pack. But yeah, I like it because the themes, yeah, like I say, they can be quite linked to sewing, but they don't necessarily have to be. So there's just a lot of room to explore. And so this month's pattern, for example, is the Lynn Skirt or Pinafore by Vanessa Hansen Studio. And she was a really interesting person to have because she used to work in the fashion industry and has just recently made the switch to home sewing. So she's used to designing in a very different environment, but she has so much knowledge and amazing pattern cutting skills. So yeah, really interesting to hear her story and about the switch and why she made the switch and all of that kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, I could go on for hours, but that's just a little taste.
Fantastic, fantastic. And I think that's great to give people an idea of the sort of diversity of the content that you're covering as well. It's not just, as we said, it's not just the pattern. Here's a digital pattern, you know, get on with it. It's so much broader than that. And anyone who listens to the podcast will know that I'm all up for, there's so many things that influence my sewing and influence my dressmaking that, yeah, I totally get that that's a great way to go. All these different elements that you can bring into that and to your creativity.
Yeah, exactly. But then if you don't have time, you can just read it. Read a paragraph here, a paragraph there. And if you do have time, then yeah, there's plenty more.
Yeah, just make the pattern. That's it.
Exactly.
Fabulous. And so what do you think are common mistakes that people make when they're trying to choose patterns or trying to do research about patterns and things like that?
Common mistakes. Well, okay, I obviously can't speak for everyone, but for me, it's definitely that feeling of overwhelm and almost doing too much research or finding too many options and needing to just narrow it down, because at any one time I'll probably have about 15 things that I want to make and about 10 things that I am currently making and haven't yet finished. So yeah, it's about conquering that overwhelm and just focusing a little bit more. Yeah, which is why I like to have the monthly patterns, because it's just do it and get on with your life.
Yeah. And we talked about that, didn't we? When I first met you, you were saying about the power of that to actually just focus you in on, I'm just going to do this one and I'm going to get this one finished. And then before you know it, 12 months have gone and 12 projects are done versus, you know, 12 sitting there half done and not quite completed is quite a different outcome, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
And do you get feedback from the people who subscribe about how they're using it? And is that working for them as well?
Yeah, so at the bottom of every pack, there's a little link to a survey, because I do really like it to be very much a conversation between me and the subscribers, because I'm doing it the way I think works well. But ultimately, I want all the subscribers to think it works well. And I've got so many good ideas from them. I mean, even thinking back to the very first pack, the way I structured it, I just kind of went straight into it. I had an intro and then just went into everything else. But someone replied to that survey and said, I want to know straight away what the discounts are, what the pattern is. Tell me at the beginning. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's actually a really good point. So now always at the very top of the packet, but this is what you're getting. And now you can go and explore it. So, yeah, I've also recently started having a few more blog posts from people who've been subscribed to the pack. And it's always really nice to see how people use it quite differently. So there's one subscriber whose name is Carly. She wrote a blog post recently about her Haystack Pack Challenge, which is where she always makes sure that she makes the feature pattern every month during that month. And a couple of times she's seen the pattern and thought, I mean, it's nice, but it's not really my style. But it's just given her that little nudge outside of her comfort zone. And then by the end of the month, she's raving about it. So I really like that it forces you to look at a pattern maybe more than you otherwise would.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll get one that you just love straight away. And sometimes you just have to look at it a little bit differently or just feel a little bit inspired by, you know, the hacks that I'd mentioned in the pack or the inspiration photos or something. But yeah, I've loved seeing how she's approached it, because it's just every month I'm going to make the pattern no matter what. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, and I had a recent similar experience. So I've been sewing with my sister and she's been choosing the patterns. I've just been helping her to learn some of the techniques. And to do that, we've been doing it together. So some of the patterns, and she chooses quite different patterns than I would have ever chosen. And I'm like, oh, I'm not really sure I'm going to make this one, or I don't think this one's for me. And we did one recently, which was a top with a sort of ruffle around the neck, which generally isn't in my wardrobe. We won't see anything like that in my wardrobe normally. And I'd made the toile and we were just trying it on. And I was like, oh my God, that really suits me. That's amazing. It's just, you don't really know until you try some of these things. So I've had a very similar experience with that. And I think it is definitely worth getting a little bit out of your comfort zone just to try new things, particularly as it's so hard these days to go and try stuff on in shops, you know, so just having an experiment with things that you can make at home is great.
Yeah, definitely. And I think along with that, it's also often introducing you to new skills and new techniques. Because, for example, if you always avoid ruffles, then you probably didn't really know how, well, you probably did, but you may not have known how to do ruffles.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's just that kind of nudge into trying things a little bit new, a little bit different.
Yeah.
That I really like. But then at the same time, you might make it and think, actually, it's still not for me. And that happened to someone just last week. And she just said, do you know what? I'm just going to give it to my daughter. My daughter loves it. I had fun making it. And that's great too. for me, what I usually do is, because I do actually have quite an idea of what I want. So sometimes I do that kind of, well, just see how it works out. But often I'll just tweak the pattern a bit. So for example, we had the experimental space lily top. I don't know if you've seen it. That was featured a while ago. And that's got this, also a kind of ruffle around the top. And my plan is to make it with piping because I think that just gives it a little bit of an edge, you know, like a slightly different feel. So I love to look at where the seams are and where the color blocking options are and just think, how could I do it to make it extra me?
What's going to make it my style versus just a style?
Exactly.
Although it's harder for you because you're the one choosing. It's not like other people are choosing for you. So we perhaps need people sending in some suggestions to kind of put you out of your comfort zone as well. Maybe that's maybe the next
thing. Yeah, that's true. Maybe I should do that for one pack, just have people design it and then I have to do whatever it is. But it is tricky for me as well though, because I can't and don't always pick patterns that I absolutely love. I mean, I love them in a way, but I don't necessarily love every single pattern for me. So I'm not always in my comfort zone because I'm also thinking about the people, like the members of the pack, you know, and thinking about what would have kind of, well, sometimes I think about what would have broad appeal, but sometimes I think about just throwing in something a bit different, you know, just kind of getting the balance. And I think that's what members of the pack want, because sometimes you want a quick, easy sew, and sometimes you want something to kind of dig into a bit more and something to just be completely off piece. And I think it's just about getting the mix.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. You need to challenge them. They could just buy the same easy patterns themselves, couldn't they? If they wanted to stay in the same track, that's not the purpose of it. So no, I think that's great. And do you make before you recommend them, or do you sign up and then you do it as part of the month, or how does that work for you?
So sometimes I make it beforehand, and that's so difficult because I just want to tell everyone about it and I have to just pace myself. But usually I quite like to just sew along with people during the month. So I'll obviously like research a lot about the designer and read reviews and everything with fashion beforehand. And then, it is quite fun, I think, to just to do it together during the month and kind of have conversations about what fabric are you going to use? Are you going to make the dress version or the skirt version? And, you know, that sort of thing, and do it together.
Yeah, fantastic. And how long have you been sewing, Kate?
I have been sewing for about 3 years, I think. So I never did it in school or anything like that. But I always had a kind of, I was just always drawn to it without actually doing it. And then at uni, I got a really cheap sewing machine. I think it was about £15, like really terrible machine. I'm not even convinced it worked properly. And then just, I think I just made a dress and there was no pattern or anything. It was probably just a rectangle that I just kind of, I've got it in the attic somewhere, which is where it deserves to be. It's terrible, but I also love it. Anyway, so that was a bit of a disastrous attempt. And then fast forward a few years after that, and I got a sewing machine that actually worked a bit better. Or at least that's my excuse for the terrible first round. And this time it just stuck. I've heard this from quite a few people that sewing is not part of their life. And then it is just a huge part of their life all of a sudden. And that completely happened to me.
Like
setting up this business, but also just, it's just become such a great part of my life. Like I've met loads of great people through it. And it's just such a soothing thing, such a lovely soothing thing. I mean, not always. Sometimes it's an infuriating thing, but it's all about balance.
Yeah, it definitely is one of those where it's a bit of a roller coaster, but it always at the end of it is good. You know, I think that's the process of it is enjoyable, but sometimes it can be frustrating at the same time. I agree with that totally. What did you make most recently?
Well, I'm definitely the queen of UFOs, unfinished objects, but what I'm currently making is the Untitled Thoughts Blur pinafore, but I'm making the skirt version, and that was actually in the pack last year. And I'm making it because I've just kind of got into gardening quite a lot recently, and the pattern is, I mean, you can use it for obviously for all sorts of different things, but Brittany, the pattern designer, is a very keen gardener, so she designed it with that in mind. It's got these really big pockets and it's just really nice because it's got these buttons down the side and massive pockets. And I think it's great for gardening. So that's what I'm making. Oh, and the other cool thing about it is it's, you can print out the pattern, or there's instructions included for how to draw it yourself. It's like rectangles with kind of chunks taken out and things like that. So I was quite interested in trying that. And what did I make before that? basically everything I've been making recently has been yellow. I just had this realization yesterday. So I think I'm just like really in a summery vibe. Oh, I made a Josie bra from Made My Wardrobe. That was also, everything's in the haystack pack. Sorry, I'm not actually trying to plug it.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so that's a really nice bra pattern, but I made it reversible, so it's a swimsuit. But I think I've slightly done it wrong, so I'll need to scooch something over a bit. So now it's in that, you know, that corner of your room, which is just the naughty pile.
Needs more work.
Exactly. Yeah, those are the last two things I've made.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I'm interested in the gardening thing because like you, I'm spending a bit more time in the garden as well. And I was going to make some dungarees, so I'll definitely have to have a look at that pattern, I think. And those kind of skirts are brilliant with. And I'm all about pinafores as well. So what fabric did you make that in?
It's linen. It's the linen I was telling you about earlier, the yellowy kind of linen. Okay, so slightly off tangent, but last year I started growing flax to try and make linen. So that's partly why I wanted to make it out of linen, because I like the idea of watering my flax while wearing
your linen,
which is what they'll hopefully turn into one day.
How brilliant.
And it's also quite nice because that was the pattern featured in the pack where I announced that I was doing this linen thing. And the designer, I think being inspired partly by me, but also having the idea in her mind for quite a long time, she's also growing flax for linen now. So it's just got quite a lot of meaning behind this one garment. And I love that about sewing as well. It can be such a personal thing.
Yeah, such a story attached to it. I think that's fabulous.
Exactly.
Yeah, amazing. So lots of stuff to get into there, and definitely lots of different variety in the content of what you're bringing together. So if people wanted to sign up, where's the best place to contact you?
If people go to inahaystack.co.uk, there's lots more information there. If you're on Instagram, it's at inahaystack with underscores in between. And on Facebook, it's inahaystack. So they can find me in any of those places. Send me an email. I love meeting people. So yeah, feel free to message me anytime.
Brilliant. And in terms of the actions that listeners could take if they want to get more inspired by the pattern, so you gave me some suggestions in some notes that you sent me. So can we just go through a few of those just to give the listeners some ideas?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely think it depends how much of an avid researcher you are. But if, like me, you enjoy a bit of a trawl around, then there's some good pattern databases that you may or may not have already heard of. So there's the Foldland database. There's patternreview.com or sewingpatternreview.com. There's also the Curvy Sewing Collective and Sew Busty Patterns, I think it is. I think that's a new one. But yeah, those are great because you've just got a whole collection of patterns all in one place and designers that you can just explore to your heart's content. I also like to just, if there's a designer that I particularly like the style of, I'll quite often just join their newsletters, and then when they next have a release, I can just be one of the first to know about it. And then probably what I do the most often is scroll through Instagram, because people are making amazing things all the time. And I think in particular, when you've got challenges like Me Made May, that's brilliant for finding new patterns. So yeah, if you just search by hashtags like Me Made May, or if there's like particular challenges, there's one challenge happening at the moment that's the Sewing Bee Challenge. Can't remember what it's called, but anyway, it's Sewist in the City on Instagram is running it, and it's great because you can just look through this one hashtag and just get so many ideas. And I think the ones that work quite well for that are when there's a theme. So if I'm looking for a summer dress pattern, for example, I might look at the Sewing for Summer hashtag. Yeah. So hashtags are brilliant, and challenges are brilliant as well for finding things.
Yeah, and people are getting better, aren't they, at putting in what fabric and what patterns they've used when they are posting in the notes of their Instagram. I definitely use that a lot. If I scroll across something, I'm like, oh, that looks great. What did you do? Where did you get it? I want to find out more. So yeah, I think that's a really great idea.
Yeah, and I think it's also handy as well. I don't know if you use the saved function on Instagram, but yeah. I mean, I just have so many different folders there with all the different things I'm interested in. And then it just means, if I'm actively trying to find a pattern, I can just scroll through my list of whatever it is, kind of refresh my mind about the great things that I've seen.
Yeah. And you can follow a hashtag in the same way you can follow a person, can't you? So I've got a few, and they appear in your feed then normally, don't they? So you can just see all the new stuff that's coming out, which is great. And then you also gave some tips on channeling creative energy. So do you want to share some of those as well?
Yeah. So some of these are inspired by my subscribers. And some of them are just things that I quite like to do myself. So the first one, it would be to limit yourself to only using patterns that you already own or that you get in the haystack pack, for example. but I think that's quite a good one because it forces you to use your imagination. So, and again, like just focus that creativity rather than getting overwhelmed. So yeah, just have a look at the pattern and think, could I make it shorter, longer, change the neckline, change the type of closure, add some color blocking, whatever it is. You know, you can just change it up if you want, or just make it straight, however you want it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing kind of relatedly is to do with fabric. Like if you take a piece of fabric and challenge yourself to just use every last bit of it in some way, I think that's a really fun thing to do. So Tyler, who's another one of the members of the pack, she wrote a blog post about that recently as well. And she had this gorgeous fabric that she used for a garment, but then she also made cushions. And I think she made some scrunchies and just went down and down and down to like the tiniest little bits that she then used to stuff guinea pig cushions or something like that. But I just loved seeing the thought process behind the determination as well. So that, I think that's quite a fun way to just, yeah, I have to use this fabric. How am I going to do it? Yeah. So I'd say those are my two things. Oh, and also that while I was telling you about Carly earlier, wasn't I? The person who just challenges herself to make the feature pattern every
whatever somebody's presented it. Yeah, I like that. You know, get someone else to pick one.
Exactly. Yeah, you like what you're doing with was it your sister?
My sister, yeah. As you rightly said, it opens your eyes to new techniques, but also you might discover something that you'd never thought was going to be for you or just a new style that you hadn't even anticipated. So fantastic. Well, it's just been fabulous talking to you, Kate, and I just love the fact that you're so enthusiastic about it and obviously so passionate about what you're doing. So just before we wrap up, Kate, yeah, I think you'd mentioned that you've got a special offer for the listeners. So do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, if anyone would like to try the Haystack Pack, then you can get 20% off your first pack with the code SOMINDFUL. And it's very easy to join, rejoin, cancel, pause, everything from your account page. So there's no pressure. 1 month, many months, whatever you like. And that will be valid until the end of July.
Fantastic. And if you're not a sewer, I think, did you mention also that you can do it as a gift as well for somebody else that you think might benefit from it?
Yep, there's a gift option as well. And again, that's from 1 month to many months. However long you want to gift it, there's the option.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate you offering that to the listeners. It's brilliant. So I'll put all the details of that as well into the show notes and how people can get hold of that. So generous. And thank you. Is there anything that you want to leave the listeners with before we finish up?
Well, just to say thank you for having me and thank you for listening. It's been really nice. And also just don't be afraid to try whatever pattern. You know, I think for me, when I started sewing, I don't know how experienced your listeners are with sewing, but I think it kind of applies across the board. I think there's a tendency to choose patterns for beginners, but actually I think after a couple of garments, you can make a lot of different things. So I try not to think too much about the level that it's made for and just think more about what do I actually want to make. And I think that's a really good way to just unleash the creativity and yeah. And then I'm definitely not a perfectionist, which I think helps a lot. So embrace the seam ripper, I guess that's my other tip.
Give it a go, yeah. Definitely, I'm all about that as well. I think just having a go at it's never going to be the best the first time, so get the first one out of the way and just be done with it, and then you're on to the better one already, aren't you? Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you so much for what you're doing. I think it's a great service, and there's so many fabulous pattern designers and new businesses coming online all the time, so I love it. So thank you for everything that you're doing, and I'll put all the links of the things that we've talked about today into the show notes. Go and take a look at what she's got on the website and let her know if you've got any suggestions. But thank you so much, Kate. It's been really great to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the show notes in the description area of your podcast app and click to follow or subscribe, or head over to sewmindful.com/podcast, which is sewmindful.com, where you can also sign up for an email reminder so that you don't miss out on any juicy episodes. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, then please help others find us by leaving a review if you love this episode. And I'm always excited to find out what you got from the episode and how you plan to use the tips. And finally, if you have a question, feedback, or a topic you'd like me to investigate, then you can also email me at hello@somuchmorefun.co.uk. So until next time, stay gorgeous and have so much more fun.